Today's Daf Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Vav. After the closing discussions of the 17th Parak about setting window shutters in their place on Shabbos and vessel covers, our Masechet turns to a new Parak, which begins with some halachos related to Hachnasas Orchim, to welcoming guests into one's home. The Mishnah permits one to move 4 or 5 baskets of straw and produce to make space for guests to sit and to create seating space, again, in the base of Medrash, so people could come and learn in the base of Medrash. What is the issue with moving these items? Rashi notes the issue is Tircha B'Shabbos. We don't want to be causing people to exert themselves too much on Shabbos. There have been a concept which will discourage people from turning Shabbos into a day. It could become a day of intense house cleaning or physical exertion, as noted. Gemara's discussion about this language of 4 or 5 baskets goes in a number of directions. Is it about the number of actual baskets of the total volume, or is it about minimizing exertion? What if there are more guests that come? Well, the Gemara comes out at the end that we go according to the number of guests. We now find ourselves on tomorrow's daf, on Daf Chuf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara extols the importance of Hachnasas Orchim, Gdola Hachnasas Orchim Kolos Fnei Shechina. As we know, Avraham ran out to greet the guests in the middle of his pain of his after having a bris milah, and he went out to greet the guests even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Kivyachol himself, was visiting Avraham for Bikur Cholim. So we see from there the greatness of Hachnasas Orchim. We learn from Avraham, and of course the Mishnah in Peah, which we say after Birkas HaTorah each day, we enjoy the prophet, the Perusayim, Ba'olam Azeva, Karen Kayamas Olam Ba, the principal in Olam Ba. The first thing on the list, in that list of items, is Hachnasas Orchim. The challenge is in defining a guest for the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. Shulchan Aruch Shinlam and Gimel, Tzorchaim Shinlam and Gimel, Sif Aleph, where this halacha is brought about schlepping baskets to clear space, is only permitted for a true guest. The Rabbah writes that these people must essentially be sort of, he doesn't use these words, but we can calculate into our language as out-of-town guests who obviously need a place to eat or sleep. But if they're just your neighborhood friends, they're not halachically speaking called orchim. There's a machlokas of poskim between the Magen Avraham in this siman and the Chasam Sofer and the notes on Shulchan Aruch, whether once you have proper halachic guests, maybe that su'udah is actually upgraded to a su'udah mitzvah. Rav Yogel in the final tshuva, Kuf Chaf, in his Shaul Tshuvas Besod Siach, has a few ha'aros on this topic. First, he notes that the categories are not to be strictly defined. For example, if the guests are from local, but they get locked out of their house, or were stuck without a meal, this would be certainly fall under the category of Hachnasas Orchim. And this is brought in Sefer Hilchos Bein Adam L'Chavero and Paraches. Furthermore, if I invite a family from another city to come and stay at my house for Shabbos, that's not Hachnasas Orchim, because where they've come from, they have a home and they have food. However, if they were coming in for a simcha, they aren't coming in to be hosted for Shabbos, they're coming for the simcha. So then, therefore, that would be they would require being hosted for food and for sleeping. The point of the Ramah is that hosting socially in the neighborhood wouldn't in many cases qualify for Hachnasas Orchim in the classical sense. However, Rav Yogel notes, for those listening now and are disappointed, you have many other mitzvos that you may perform with hosting, including milos chasadim, kiruv rechokim, onig Shabbos, and of course helping the needy, such as widows and other vulnerable community members. This halacha in the Ramah is based on a tshuva of the Truma Sedeshan, and we should point out that in the Sefer HaChaim, written by the brother of the Maharal, who happened to also be the chavrus of the Ramah, he held it is a true Hachnasas Orchim, even for inviting local people. Every time you open your home, that's Hachnasas Orchim. Nevertheless, his words were not brought. One nafkamina of all this might be the requirement of livui of guests, escorting guests out of one's home. Rav Yogel questions the connection between the two, meaning if a person has to be a specific category of orech, does that mean only then am I required to escort them out of my home? Whether they are true halacha guests or just trying to build community in achdus, it's always a good practice to open one's home as much as one is able and to escort one's guests, to point them in the right direction after they have been guests in your home.